fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Right, we're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez here with the international superstar Zach D'Amico.
I'm the other boy,
my sergeant in arms.
How you doing, pal?
What's up, doggy?
Feeling good. It's nice to be back.
Is it nice to be back?
Yeah.
Ooh, we got a podcast war brewing. It's been a while. It's been a while since somebody's come at me the way that I've been come at this morning. And I love when people
getting come at
me. I love being come at. Come at me all day long. Come at me all night long. Why not?
Come at me, bro.
Come on my back. Come on my face. Come in my mouth. Come wherever you want. But you do not come at my podcast.
Don't come in the podcast.
Ew, there's come in the podcast. Look, we
got
to get into
this. You got come in my podcast. You got podcast in my come.
Listen, we got a great show planned today. One of our guests is running a little bit late because of traffic. We'll introduce him when he gets here. But we do have from, you put Dante's credit under Feeney's fucking name. You know that, right?
From real nigga shit, Mike Feeney.
Not how I want to be introduced.
From the Irish Goodbye podcast, and probably something else on Patreon. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the one and only Mike Feeney.
That's me, everybody. Glad to be back. Excited. Also, I want to preface this by saying this isn't a podcast war, because these children...
It's a podcast war!
I mean, it's a war in that this is finally one that you're going to win. And you're going to win pretty handily.
Podcast war! That's like the podcast war air raid sirens. It sounds like hacky radio horn, but it's actually an air raid siren.
Well, this is just like, isn't this just two kids in North Carolina who have 100 followers?
I have no idea.
They don't know what they're getting into. But I saw the one tweet, and I would think by the 30 tweets that they had from all of your fans immediately, it's just like they need to just, if you're watching this live or on the review,
they're watching it. They're watching.
Just stop. You don't know what you're doing.
Maybe I have more respect for them than I did at the beginning of this. Because at the beginning of this, I'll tell you what happened, okay? I woke up this morning, started playing some video games on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Go there, please support. And they were like, hey, dude, did you see the other Real Ass Podcast that's on Spotify? And I was like, what do you mean, other Real Ass Podcast? And then I click on it, and there's another Real Ass Podcast right on Spotify. Another Real Ass Podcast, just the same exact everything.
Bad
same
job.
Spelling.
So they're only like, how many episodes in?
Four, I think five.
So they had to have, I mean, a Google
they
search.
They 100% saw it. If they searched their own podcast on Spotify, they just saw the other Real Ass Podcast. Also, their Twitter handle is Real Ass Podcast 1, meaning they tried to get Real Ass Podcast and they saw that it existed.
Shit. Do you think that they're just haters of Louis J. Gomez and this is all a deep troll to get you to fucking give them shine?
If that was the case, I would have even more respect for them.
Yeah.
But I don't think that is. I think that they just are unoriginal and decided that, like, fuck it, I don't know who that guy is, so I'm just going to use that name as well. Which, it's a crazy thing. In the world of comedy, where, you know, we all started off doing stand-up comedy before we got into this whole podcast thing, being original is the most important fucking thing. If somebody has an album the same name as your album, you're like, fuck, I got to change that. If somebody does a joke that's even similar, a similar premise, you're like, fuck, dude, we got to figure out, we got to get to the bottom of this. So being original, it's extremely important to me. Honestly, there's only one Louis J. Gomez. Nobody else is fucking like me. Nobody else acts like me, talks like me, walks like me, is like me. I'm not funny or articulate. I'm not very smart. I'm not anything else. The one thing that I really have going for me is that I am unique.
Yeah.
Yes. That's it. That's my big fucking ace in the hole, being unique. So 2 weeks ago, I have the fucking problem with Tuesdays with Stories because they started a Tuesdays Watching Seinfeld podcast after I started Watching Seinfeld.
That was fun to watch you not even communicate with either of your friends offline before making it into a public forum issue.
I did that to my good friend. Why do these little fucking bitches think that I'm not going to go after them?
Your friends of decades.
Two of my best friends. I love Joe and I love Mark. And the second I sniffed that they were fucking stepping on my toes, I attacked.
Right to Twitter. Not a text, not a call, not a hey. Did you guys even realize? Just straight, I guess they're dead to me now.
Because originality means something, Feeny. It fucking means something. You gotta be original. That's the most important fucking thing in the world, is you have to be original. Okay? Yes. So I see this and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Real ass podcast. Okay. And I assume it's just an oversight. I give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm like, it's probably, you know, I know that they saw it because the Real Ass Podcast won. So I know they know it exists, but we haven't tweeted from Real Ass Podcast. I don't even know the password for that.
Can I say one thing though?
Jenna, if you fucking defend these guys, I promise
I'm not.
Choose your words carefully. Because they probably need a producer right now, Shannon. So
they have a producer named Sharon.
No, whenever anybody.
They're really nice too.
Sharon and Darren.
As soon as anybody starts a podcast, the first thing they do is search on iTunes to see if that podcast name exists.
Right, exactly.
So that they had to have done that. And if not, maybe they don't know anything about podcasts.
I don't think they're on iTunes. My assumption would be because they didn't approve the name on iTunes.
Well, we're on Spotify.
I don't know.
But here's the thing. Maybe to give them, you want to talk about benefit of the doubt, maybe they saw on Spotify that Realize Podcasts only 15 episodes are available. So maybe they thought, oh, these guys are new. They only have 15 episodes. Because only 15
are on Spotify. It is episode 580. But we do, you know what we do? I make Shannon write it in Roman numerals.
Yeah.
So it's a little confusing, I will say. So look, maybe I'll give them the benefit of the doubt there as well. Maybe they thought I only had 15 episodes and this podcast hasn't existed for 6 or 7 years or however the fuck long we've been a podcast.
Yeah, it was like there's been like 11 hosts.
But even if there was a podcast that was recently created with the same name, I would go, you know what? Let's not choose that name. There's another podcast with that name. We can't name our podcast that just for this. For my own reasons, forget being respectful to some stranger, right? Fuck some stranger. Who gives a shit? Who really fucking gives a shit? So I understand them not being like, oh, let me have respect for this guy who's been doing this podcast before me. But you're somebody who's trying to create a piece of content.
Bad branding.
It's terrible branding. Why would you create something that could be confused with something else if you're not trying to be the absolute best, right?
Sure.
So I end up listening to maybe 2 minutes of the first episode of the podcast. Okay, Shannon, you could start playing. It's objectively bad. It's not even, I'm not even being a fucking asshole. I don't want to attack these guys. I don't want to. Okay. But I tweeted at them and I said, I tagged the name of the show. I tagged the two hosts. I said, please explain. You know, we already have a podcast. I wasn't even that aggressive. I really wasn't, Feeny. Don't look at me like that.
Can we pull up the actual tweets? Because I have a feeling like...
Pull up the tweets.
There's no way that even if you tweeted it, that you meant it in a, hey, please explain. It was probably like a, please explain, mother... We will get to the bottom of this.
Today, on today's Real Ass Podcast.
Go, you got to scroll. This is like, you got to remember Lewis just tweeted a number of things.
This is the first thing that I did. I put, we will get to the bottom of this. And then I said, please explain yourselves, Real Ass Podcast 1, Kevin Robinson. Hold on, go back up. I want to see what the names are.
There was no please. But
Kevin Robinson 0 and QGS24. Please explain yourselves. All right, explain yourselves. I didn't say please. I'm sorry that I was stolen from. Somebody comes in and they steal your fucking car stereo, Feeny. Yeah. You catch them red-handed.
Now, once they say this next thing about we figured it out, just like everyone else reading this, we had never heard of you until this podcast until right now. Then I'm like, oh, no.
So, yes, that is the problem here. So I said, explain yourselves, Dante. We're in the middle of a podcast war. We're getting into this.
There's another real-ass podcast.
Somebody started another podcast called Real Ass Podcast.
Yeah, that's mine.
And I tweeted at them being like, we're going to get to the bottom of this today. Please explain yourselves. And their response is, we figured it out. Us, just like everyone else reading this, we had never heard of this, you or this podcast until right now.
Okay.
So they take a shot at me. They start fucking trashing me.
Right.
Exclamation points, too.
They really meant it.
Yeah.
They really meant it. They throw punctuation in there. Well, it's two things, right?
And caps?
There's two ways to do this, right? Okay. If they're not good trolls. Because if they were good trolls, they would have been no punctuation, no periods, no nothing.
Just like they're yelling.
Like they're doing it like they don't have a care.
They did start lowercase though. They did start lowercase. Lowercase we is a nice fuck you.
That is a nice fuck you right there.
Nice fuck you.
They're saying we don't care. Yeah. How do we, my finger can't even touch shift.
I won't even shift.
Bother myself to shift for shift. I'm out here creating original podcast content.
That's a dope way to text a girl like when you're dumping her. She's just all lowercase. Are you sure you dumb? Yup.
Yup. Just all lowercase. Yup.
Not even yes. Yup.
Yup. Yeah. Period.
Yeah. So, but they're not professional trolls. They used punctuation, which is they showed their ass there. You know a good troll when they spell your name wrong on purpose.
Yeah.
They fucking don't use punctuation. They're like, I'm not going to search out and the spelling of your name.
How long have you been doing this podcast? You.
How long have we doing it, Shannon? What's the first date of the first one ever? I mean.
Hold on.
It's got to be six, seven years.
Now, this is where the second time they fucked up is they go, if you want to downgrade your audio quality, listen to this, as if assuming that we're not speaking into, top of the line.
I mean, the audio quality is impeccable. Yeah. And we're going to listen to their podcast in a second. It's absolute trash. I almost think they must be trolling
me. They're trolling you, dude.
It's and fucking then they said wild.
Then they told you about how you can't say the N-word. They tried to, gotcha journalism cancel you.
Before we listen to their podcast, pull up more of their tweets.
Sure, we can't right now, but 5 minutes ago, it was fine.
Not when Dante walks in.
Thank you, guys. And I appreciate that.
Go
I
down.
I appreciate the respect. What up, Pat?
It's fear, but that's okay.
Whatever.
Shannon's I'll take it anyway. I get it. Respect is a thin line,
Shannon. And go to their tweets. Go to Real Ass Podcast One's tweets.
It's for there's got to be just a couple boys.
So go down.
Uh oh.
We're gonna get there. We're gonna get there. I want to start.
That was only 30 minutes ago. You saw that?
Yeah, I know.
It's a nice picture. You look handsome.
Yeah.
Go down. It's where they quote to you, tweet me like they're trying to get me in trouble. Keep on going down. Right here. Right. So this is when the actual official Antifa Twitter handle was coming after me. I'm not afraid of them, you fucking dumb bitches. So I tweeted at Antifa, speak English, nigga, which was hilarious because they wrote some long-ass fucking tweet trying to fucking outsmart me. I didn't even understand half the words they fucking said. So then
sounds like
these,
mission accomplished on the outsmarting
these
you part.
White guys. These fucking whites.
White.
From South Carolina or wherever the fuck they're from. They're like, blows my mind when people who aren't black use this word. Explain yourself. And then they go on to invite me onto their podcast to talk about, can Puerto Ricans use the N-word? First of all, I'll use whatever the fuck word I want.
I'm going to go with
shit.
Yes on that.
Yes, 100%.
But anyway.
Listen to a Fat Joe song.
As the resident black dude, I'm going to go yes.
Yeah.
Puerto Ricans can say the N-word, first of all.
Plus, you don't even need a passport to go to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
My father was dark-skinned Afro-Latina. He was black. My father was black as shit.
Yeah, a lot of conga drums around the house.
My father.
Open Hawaiian shirts.
I looked at my mother like, you really fucked that black guy? Yeah. Are you fucking crazy? He was dark as shit. So no, and I've been called the N-word my entire life by my family members, by white racist people in my neighborhood. There's nobody who's fucking earned it more, with the exception of Dante.
Yeah.
Than this fucking guy right here. How dare you? When white people call brown people out and shit like that, it's almost like it has to be trolling. It feels like it's trolling.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But wait, there's another shot in there at you, if you scroll down a little bit, said, explain why you're verified on Twitter but couldn't pay for a better logo. See, this is what I'm saying. This is where I feel like they're just got to be, because they're attacking you from every facet.
It's pretty crazy.
And how long have they been doing this?
5 episodes.
That's what I'm saying.
This is dumb.
If somebody called me out, we probably
should not even be talking about this.
That's what a lot of people say.
You shouldn't even mention this.
Get them on the podcast.
People are
going
to listen to it simply because you mentioned it.
I want my fans to listen to it, and I want them to give them 1 stars and terrible reviews across every medium and every platform. If somebody called me out and they're like, hey, dude, I have this album that is called this, and you have the same thing, I would go, oh, fuck, I am embarrassed.
Yeah. It would be very odd if someone else had an album called Louis J. Gomez Presents
I would be embarrassed.
That's the name of my album, actually.
And I would come back and I would go, fuck, what am I doing with my life where I'm so unoriginal that I didn't even consider the fact that there was something else titled this beforehand? Absolute craziness. I would be embarrassed. I would be horrified. I would go and change everything that I do. I would re-examine my friendships. I would re-examine every decision that I've made in my life up until the fucking moment that I released the podcast with the same name as somebody else's fucking podcast. That would be mind-numbing to me. It would kill me. It would irk me inside. If somebody called me out like that publicly and said, fuck, dude, you're unoriginal, I would go, shit, I'm really in trouble here. These guys...
You wouldn't
quadruple
say,
down on it. They just start coming
wait,
at me.
You wouldn't say suck my dick, nigga, first.
No, I wouldn't. Ever,
no,
no, I
not
wouldn't.
In that order. All right. No. I do feel like you. There is a part of you that could be like, we're going to be the best of this real ass podcast. Like if you wanted to,
like there's a genre.
Yeah, like if you started a podcast today and you wanted to call it Real Ass Podcast, but you saw that there was these four episodes that these two guys made, you'd be like, fuck them. We're going to be bigger than them.
I'm
going to
do a
them.
New Your Mom's House podcast starting next
there
week.
There you go.
It's Your Mom's House. It has nothing to do with whoever the fuck they are, and
you know their names.
I don't remember who's Your Mom's House is. Is it
Tom and his wife?
Tom Segura.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. And Christina P. I did know that. I didn't. I get them all confused. I was thinking it was Andrew Santino and the Asian guy,
Bobby Lee.
Yeah. I'm not doing what I said good trolling should be, which is to forget people's names and say it all wrong. Yeah, swear to God. Yeah. I'm just stupid and my memory doesn't work. No. Yeah. So I'm gonna start at Your Mom's House. And Tom Segura. I apologize. It's just my name now. That's just what it is. Imagine that. Imagine the fucking audacity. What else, Shannon? What else did they tweet?
Man. They're getting ratioed in every tweet.
Let's see. Hey, if you guys want to downgrade your audio quality, check out Luis J. Gomez's podcast. Pretty cool name.
Wait, what's the most recent one? They just tweeted one like 20 minutes ago, you said.
Yeah, they keep going. Let's see. Next week, we'll discuss on whether Puerto Ricans should be able to use the N-word, sending an official invite to Luis J. Gomez right now.
And you always do. Are you going to go on it? Because you always do go on shows if they're like, how come invite me on to have me? I'll fucking talk about my point to anybody.
No.
Okay.
No. They went there within 7 fucking minutes.
Let's be honest.
They went, let me get you. Now, here's the thing.
Five episodes is not a podcast, dude. I don't give a fuck if you got a good logo or not. This is a long marathon, dude.
Call their logo good, Dante? It's a terrible logo. It's a terrible podcast name, to be honest.
I mean, you got a point there. I kind of love the fact that the ass lines up and everything. That's a pretty great. It's a pretty good logo.
Feeney,
it's a good logo.
You're about to be kicked off the network. I can't even fucking explain.
I'm on your side, but objectively, come on.
I like the contrast of pink and black.
Thank
That's
you
nice
for,
too.
You
Let's
see?
Be honest.
Go ahead. Good. So then they created a GoFundMe.
They created a GoFundMe?
In honor of the events this morning, we have an announcement to make. Moments ago, we started the Luis J. Gomez GoFundMe. This helped Luis overcome his male pattern baldness and improve the quality of his trash-ass podcast.
Wow. Okay, so see, now this is, I'm telling you, they set this whole thing up. Can you click on that to see how built out
dude.
That is? This is just a way, they deleted it.
Oh, they deleted it, yeah.
But still, the fact that they put it up that quick kind of lets you know that these are people... desperately seeking attention.
Well, no, now
they've had a lot of time for a Wednesday morning.
They've only did 5 podcasts, dude. It's 5. I don't even know why we're talking about it. It's 5 fucking podcasts.
I'm talking about it because I want my fans to destroy them. I need to make this very fucking clear. I don't know what else to tell you. I'm not fucking around right now. I'm not just saying it and just go find them right now and take down their fucking podcast.
To do this.
I don't care. I don't fucking care. Take their podcast
dude,
down.
You're going to get impeached.
Copyright claim. Copyright claim. Fucking DMCA copyright. I don't give a shit. Go to the White House. Go to the Capitol
you've
building.
You've become everything you've hated. You are now Nicole Arbor.
No, I'm not. It's not cancel culture. I'm not mad because they said something. They are attacking me, and they need to be attacked back by thousands of juggalos.
I was gonna say, this is as if two gnats were flying around your head and you called in... your army of people to come.
What if the gnats could call me a faggot? Like a zzz, faggot. And they were really annoying. It wasn't just gnats.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes.
Ooh, they can bite you and suck your blood and maybe transfer some sort of blood disease. Feeny.
They go that QAnon shit again.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not thinking about the blood diseases, are you?
Yeah.
That's it. We're on attack.
All right. So what's next? What do we do?
I'm going to hit play another drop.
No.
Don't fucking cross me, Real Ass Podcast 2. This is my name. It's my show. And until they change the name, I want everyone to fucking leave them negative reviews daily. And just I want you to go onto their Instagram accounts.
Compromise.
What?
Can they call themselves the Realer Ass Podcast?
Oh, if they were smart, they'd name it that. And then that kind of makes you.
I have no claim to that name.
Yeah.
I have no claim to that name.
Wow. We've been doing Shannon, the show for 5 years, almost exactly 5 years.
Real Ass Podcast, then the subtitle, The Realer Ass Podcast. Change the logo right now.
Realist.
It's not because they said, fuck.
Realist, before they one up you, motherfucker. Oh, yeah.
Realist ass. I don't know if that works. The realist ass.
Yeah.
We have the realist ass.
The realist ass.
What about the real assed podcast, like past tense?
Why do you want them to be the future?
God damn it. I hate how I'm making them outsmart me. Well, all I gotta do is leave me to my own devices and I'm gonna change my podcast name.
And then like, they get it?
Yeah.
It's Significantly Realer Podcast.
Yeah.
The most real of the realest.
Yeah.
Podcasts.
Yeah.
Shannon, can we hear a couple minutes of their podcast?
This is crazy.
Because this is wild.
It's going to be bad.
It's an advertisement for the show. Fine.
It's going to be bad.
But if you are not out there leaving them negative reviews right now, you're not a fan of this fucking show. If you're not tweeting directly at Real Ass Podcast 1 and their hosts, you're not a fucking fan of this show. I don't care. It's not like I'm just choosing some random nerds to fucking pick on. These guys came the fuck at me. They use our podcast. They stole our podcast name. They're trying to get clout and clicks off of our name. And then when called out on it, they're going to start trashing me. Are you out of your fucking mind? Are you out of your fucking mind? Shannon, go ahead. Play some of it.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. I'm Kevin.
Wow.
And my name is Q, but most people call me Taunt. Sweet guys. We've been working really hard to get this together.
Audio quality.
So if a lot of you guys follow us on Twitter, which is awesome.
I've been doing podcasts. That's a Yeti mic. That's definitely a Yeti.
Yeah.
Or Zoom audio.
You know, you guys can share comments about things you want us to talk about. So, Kev, you kind of want to get into those?
Yes. Before we start on some of the comments, we help people DM me personally and ask us to talk about what happened yesterday in D.C. We do not condemn any looting, rioting whatsoever. We did not condemn the BLM. Writings, and we will not condemn what happened yesterday at DC.
He's using the wrong word. He means condone.
Slash rally.
He
will not condemn.
Well, maybe he doesn't condemn it.
No, he's retarded. He's actually a retarded person. Go ahead, play it.
All right, so it's a level playing field.
No, you mean condemn.
And then
we gotta redo that.
Yeah. He had that.
Pause it. And then his friend corrects him and says, "No, you mean condemn."
It's not the pronunciation you had wrong.
It's. This is the first minute of their first podcast. I can't. My mind can't even be wrapped around this.
He went to look for a drop and couldn't.
I shocked myself. It's fucking crazy.
What's crazier, this or that we have spent 22 minutes talking
That's
about
crazy.
It so far?
That's crazy.
I have 3 shows a week. I have to create content. It's just 3 Real Ass Podcasts per week.
Yeah, if anything, you should thank them for giving you time to film.
Something to do.
Well, they were like, next week we're going to talk about whether Puerto Ricans should be able to see the N-word or not. I was like, I have 5 podcasts before you do one more podcast. Yeah. We're out of your fucking mind.
They released about this on every one of my 5 podcasts.
Can we play a little bit more of this? This is horrible. This is a horrible, horrible show.
Them both. That's what he meant.
Yes, correct.
We're good, though. We're good. You guys know what he meant, right? So... But, yeah, I feel the same way. It's just, like, violence is wrong, period, regardless of who's doing it.
That's why we don't
condone it. I think that's all we kind of really need to say about it.
They think violence is wrong. I think violence is right.
Blame Shannon.
Blame Shannon for that one.
Stuff you guys wanted us to talk about, love that. So, first guy, Elijah Wright, who we both know.
Tweet at Elijah Wright right now. Hold on. Tweet at their fans.
No.
Yes. Tweet at their fucking fans and let them know we are coming with the fucking fury of 1,000 armies.
I don't condone this.
That's the kind of anger when you grow up in a condoned home.
In a condemned building.
My fucking shoulder is so fucked. Go ahead.
And so the cryptocurrency market value has actually passed $1 trillion, and I guess in the past week or whatever.
It's a cryptocurrency slash sports podcast. That's what this is, by the way. That's what it is.
It seems like he's reading this information for the first time.
I don't know what the fuck this is.
This is like sitting in the lobby with Eric.
Go to,
like, that's the level of boring this is.
Go to the fourth one.
Maybe go to the latest. Go to the latest episode. Yeah.
Figuring it out.
Go to the latest episode.
We would be honored. Pod to St. Pete, Florida.
I'm Kevin.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name's Quentin. Today we got a guest. His name's Jordan.
That echo sounds like in somebody's kitchen. I know that echo off of, off of wallpaper. It has a specific tone.
You can hear the dishes rattle a little bit.
I, too, can recognize the sound of any kitchen.
They also say a lot more times than you do.
They say a lot more than me?
Yes.
That's my thing. They're stealing my phrase. They're stealing the did not have dead air on the podcast. That's a Louis J. Gomez original.
Saying words wrong.
Saying words wrong.
I bet you they do say some words wrong.
They did condone.
Oh, they did. Condone,
they don't
condemn.
They don't condemn it.
That's my thing. I'm the dumb one who can't speak. I am the stupid one who cannot speak. How dare them? Let's see. What else?
This is really Lewis's Heisenberg moment.
Yeah.
I am the one who bombs.
Yeah.
I'm fucking sick of it. I'm sick of it. So, I mean, Shannon, what would you do if you were me, Shannon? Let's say somebody comes out with a thing as
that
podcast.
Did happen. Someone, but they
yes, I did see.
And they blew me out of the water.
What do you mean?
They stole my name, except they call it C. The thing is with the three dots, just like how I do, but they added C at the beginning. But it's on Joe Budden's network. And it's like a bunch of, like, it's an urban podcast.
Yeah.
And I did they blew me out of the water.
Oh, I did their other part.
An urban podcast. I know what Shannon meant by that.
I did their other podcast. It's like
Traitor.
Huge.
But it is a different, it's a different thing, though. It's a different name. See, the thing is a different name. If they
at
said,
least they tried to.
If they want to see the real ass podcast, .. ding, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Okay, fair.
Okay? There are other fucking, you know, people use the term real ass. I didn't invent the term.
Yeah, but you've been a real ass dude for a long time.
I've been the real ass dude
You get to retire in another
Shannon,
years.
What did you do with See the Thing Is?
I mean, some of my fans tweeted about it a bunch, and I was just going to see how they started to rise. And since they have, like, tens of thousands of listeners, I'm like, maybe some people will search for it and find me instead and watch that. Maybe I'll use it that way. That's it. What can I do?
You have to start a podcast war with them and dox their grandmothers.
Oh, okay. I'll start that.
Ones they grew up with.
Yeah, Shannon, you can't just lie down and be a fucking punk bitch like that. You need to stand up for yourself.
They have so many more.
It's kind of like a, their big podcast that they do is kind of like a black and Latino Guys We Fucked.
That's okay.
No, it's girls.
Oh, it's two girls.
Yeah, it's two girls. It's kind of like that. And they fucking, and they're on, is it Joe? No, it's Charlamagne, ain't it?
I thought it was Joe Budden.
I think it's Charlamagne's network.
Wow.
They have a YouTube.
Let's see. Yeah. See, the thing is, it's a little different, but even these bitches, cute, nice titties. Hell yeah, Shannon. Hell yeah.
I protest a titty war.
You should totally take your titties out, Shannon, and start playing with your nipples. Just let them know what's up.
I don't know why it sounded.
Who's
is
this bitch?
Playing.
Olivia Dope. All right, the one chick's kind of hot.
Mandy B.
Oh, men lie. Okay.
Niggas on me. Like I have sound in my intro.
It's like high production quality.
Come on, yeah.
See, the thing is, I mean, Shannon, it's not the same name, though. But if I were you, I wouldn't have taken this shit. I would have showed up with my friends and beat the shit out of these girls.
Beat the shit out of me.
Shannon, stop beating. It's the punk.
I'm a little person.
You're letting these fucking
me.
Bitches punk you.
Yeah, I mean, what am I going to do?
It is Joe Budden's network. I see the
it
JB.
Is Joe. Yeah.
Do I need to go after Joe Budden?
That's a long episode.
I mean, I'd appreciate you backing
hours.
Me out.
Do you need me to go after Joe Budden?
Yeah, can you? Or just
who is Joe Budden?
Girls?
I know
a
that
rapper.
Eminem talked shit on him. At one point. He's the president?
He just got signed with...
he's the president.
He just brought...
He's like, I don't know if that... It seems it's going to be pretty tough to take on the president, but never been a challenge I couldn't take on.
They brought podcasting to Patreon, and he's the creative director for Patreon now.
Joe Budden?
Yeah.
That's him right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has a show on
Eminem did have a beef with him.
He has a show on Revolt.
Bottom.
and he had a famous rap song back in the day.
Maybe Eminem can help us.
Do we need to get Eminem on our side?
I think so, yeah.
I think we could do it.
I like it.
Wasn't Chris D'Elia friends with Eminem? He needs a new rapist friend now. It could be me. Come on, Eminem. Let's go. Let's go. Dylan, am I crazy or should I be letting this go? Or should I not be breathing heat under their podcast right now?
No, you bring them to the ground. You bury them in the ground.
You bury them in the ground, yes.
You dox their fans. This is the thing. They threw shots at the logo. I'm a production team. The audio quality, the logo. You're throwing shots at Bobby Hutch. You're throwing shots at the team now.
I just want to say from the last time I came here, I don't know how you did it and how, but you're slow and methodical breakdown and brainwashing of Dylan to become a yes man to whatever you said. I remember when last time he was part of Gen Z.
He should not be even associating with us. But
he used to argue with you and have a spot. And now it's good. You've molded him into the creature you wanted him to be.
Right. Thank you, Dylan. Thank you for fucking raping my enemies, Dylan.
And so I actually watched Machine Gun Kelly on SNL this week, and I was like, that's where Dylan gets all his mannerisms.
Jumping on Pete Davidson?
Yeah. I'm not happy with these guys.
It's five episodes, dog. It's a waste of time. I mean, unless you're looking for content.
No, we have to nip it in the bud.
Yeah, he's definitely looking for content.
Yeah, he's looking for content.
Now we have to nip it in the bud.
You should act button. More.
I said nip it in the bud.
Oh, that's fun. Did you?
I did.
I feel like you added that afterwards.
No. All Shannon heard it. Shannon's going to name the podcast Nip It in the Button.
That's definitely the name, for sure. Why don't you just tweet these people right now and tell them to come on this podcast?
Shannon, do you want to let them call in?
Because what are they going to do, you know?
Every time we do this, it's a nightmare.
573 Gasline.
States every time.
573 Gasline.
It's five.
Listen, 573 Gasline, call in right now. Do you think I should leave these guys alone, or do you think we should bring them to their knees and make them suck our fucking
cocks? You're going to take calls on whether you should take the call?
Yes.
He's going to call in. Should we leave them alone, or should we bring them to their knees and make them suck our cocks? Yeah, that's an even A or B. Which one are you going for?
What are we thinking, Dante? You think I'm you think I shouldn't be giving them
five
the heat?
Episodes, so you're giving them heat.
A lot of heat.
You're giving them heat that they would never get.
But here's the thing: they're so bad that it's not like people will hear it and be like, "This is the correct Real Ass podcast."
No, but what'll happen is people will listen to it just because.
I'll bump their numbers for the latest episode. And then
it'll fall to pieces. But it's going to fall to pieces
every
anyway.
Every picture on their Instagram, call them lying white thieves.
I just want to, you know, I've been looking for a podcast that does Bitcoin and...
and Super Bowl predictions.
this is what the podcast market needs.
Yeah,
Bitcoin and sports. And bashing of the Real Ass Podcast. I'm in.
And talking about current
events. Do they have a Patreon? I want in.
Oh, if they have a Patreon, that could be.
Lewis, the issue is if they're just on Spotify, you can't rate. You can't rate them.
Geniuses.
So if people are just going to go and listen to take a listen, don't do that because that's going to add to their numbers.
No. No.
Wow. Are they outsmarting Lewis again?
We can rate on Spotify.
You can't.
You could have, there's not even a rating?
No, there's a follow. That's it. Follow is the only thing that comes up on their page.
Follow them and then unfollow them.
No.
They won't even be notified of that.
Follow them and then unfollow them and let them know that you did it because of me.
This is...
I need more coffee.
I'm not advocating this.
I need more cocaine right now. Yeah. Give it to me now. I will find them. And I will have sex with their fucking mouths.
What you should do is go down and do shows in their area and then just sell out and then be like, you know, be like, now have you heard of me?
You know I can't sell out a show.
I figured it'd be a small, socially distant venue, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, 25% capacity. I'm having trouble with that.
What are the Proud Boy numbers in South Carolina? We got to see what we got down there.
Let's see. Anything else? Did they say anything else? I don't think so. That's it. They're afraid.
Do you want to take some callers?
Do we have callers? Yeah. Go ahead. 573 Gasline. You're on the air with the real ass podcast.
The realist.
Significantly realer. Asked.
optimum.
What's podcast. Your name? Where are you calling from?
Real assed. I think it would be real assed.
Look at that hot finger Shannon has. Hell yeah.
What?
Shannon's got hot fingers. I just realized that in this moment. Yeah. That's it. No call. Good job, guys.
Having technical difficulties.
I mean, come on. It's a fucking real ass podcast.
You're embarrassing us in front of the other real ass podcast.
That's the Dylan I remember.
Doesn't have technical difficulties. Fucking motherfuckers.
As much as things change.
I get a coffee, please.
Yeah, I don't. We don't want technical difficulties on this show. Today is the day that we have to be perfect. So edit this all out. God damn it. God damn it. Let me go to the Racist Live Chat. Real quick, let me plug the Racist Live Chat. If you guys love the show, gasdigitalnetwork.com is the website. You can get access to every episode of our real ass podcast that's available in the world. Shannon, take their 5 episodes, put them in our bonus section. I'm dead fucking ass. Steal their podcast. Steal their fucking podcast. If you want to listen to their podcast, you can listen to the other real ass podcast in the bonus section of real ass podcast on Gas Digital. Now who wins, Feeny? That's smart good. Ass?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I mean, unless they sign up for a 2-week free trial and then can get proof of that, the copyright, and then get you taken down.
They don't got no copyright.
Let's see. Let's see if they do.
They don't got no copyright. They're doing their recording in a kitchen.
Can you contact Spotify and say, hey, this isn't the Real Ass Podcast. This is an impostor Real Ass Podcast.
You definitely could.
See?
The same name.
Shannon, have you done that already? Have you taken out a copyright claim, you fucking asshole producer?
I just saw it after I got
she's
here.
She's just manicuring her finger.
Take out a fucking copyright claim right now. End them. Yeah, plugs anyway. GasDigitalNetwork.com is the website. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Get access to every single episode of this show, Real Ass Podcast, plus Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Gomez Watch a Seinfeld, all ad-free and uncensored, all in one place at your fingertips. Use that promo code REP. Get a 14-day free trial. Excuse me. And you save $1.50 a month. Plugs, Dante?
Manschool 202, consultations, DanteNiver.com. Click on consult. You can manage your life.
Get your balls back.
Yeah.
Fuck your bitches
it's
up.
It's good to see you, bro.
Punch your wife. That should be your other tagline. Punch your wife.
That is the realer.
Leave your children. Punch your wife. Manschool 202. Fiend Dog.
Irish Goodbye Podcast. You can use code IGP if you want. If you're sick of giving Lewis money, and then give him only a smaller amount of that. Check out Here's a Scenario. Check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/MikeFeenyComedy, and watch my special Rage Against the Routine. Please and thank you.
Zach Amico.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. Catalyst Wrestling, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. And now, Bye Guys with Zach and Ian Fidance for now. Thursday mornings at 11 a.m. starting tomorrow.
I love it. I'm very excited about the Bye Guys coming to the Gas Digital Network. And I am not bi. Let it be known. Straight as a fucking arrow, baby boy.
Why did you feel the need to say that?
Because they lied. We had a lie detector test on Legion of Skanks, and they lied to me and told me I was bisexual for a week.
So I walked around.
It really stuck with them. It really stuck with me. It fucked me up for quite some time.
Really?
Really.
Huh.
Because they were like, yeah, you lied. You are bisexual. I was like, well, am I? There's a problem.
I mean, if that's all it takes.
I thought about hooking up with a guy to see if it was true. I was like, you know what? I must be.
He comes out as bi. All of a sudden, all his anger just goes away.
Live shows, February 12th and 14th, Houston, Texas. Me and Zach Amico will be down there on the 12th. It's two shows, two headlining shows. The 14th, that's Valentine's Day, we have a live Real Ass Podcast taping. I will be performing some Coke magic. So bring your cocaine, baby boy. It's about to get crazy down in Houston. Also, February 13th, we will be in Lafayette, Louisiana. First show's already sold out. The APM is sold out. We just added a 10 p.m. show. LafayetteComedy.com is a website. And then on the 15th of February, we will be in Austin performing on Kill Tony. Me and Zach Amico both guest judging Kill Tony, which is going to be a ton of fucking fun. Love Tony Hinchcliffe and the Kill Tony crew. Also, we have our brand new limited edition pink hoodie. It's going to be available for 1 week only, February 14th through 21st, right here. You can only get it during this 1 week period. This starts on Valentine's Day, the 14th to the 21st. I'm getting a lot of people, Dylan, asking for a black version of this hoodie. I think we should maybe offer it in black as well. The pink one is hot, obviously. I love it. No, but we could just offer this in black when it goes on sale. Right? I think it makes sense, right? Yeah, so you know, we're going to offer it in black as well, but get the pink one if you're a real ass fucking dude. I'm wearing the pink one. That's all that matters. But grab this brand new design. It's a limited edition, meaning that we're never releasing it again. It is a 1 week period where you can purchase this hoodie. Real Ass Podcast at podcastmerch.com. Search Real Ass Podcast at podcastmerch.com. February 14th through the 21st. Also, the Legion of Skanks masks. We had a flash sale with the masks. There's only 100 masks left. So if you guys want to grab the Legion of Skanks COVID masks, you can do that as well. Go to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. And I'm giving away a Vista Mini 2 portable electronic dab rig this Friday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern stream. So make sure you do that as well. All right. Let's see. In the live chat, they just said, South J said, Coke Magic without a lady assistant is just sad. How do you know I won't have a lady assistant? I can't bring Coke Magic down with me. I love how we just call her Coke Magic, Jessica. I can't bring Coke Magic down with me. That'd be a little bit too much, but maybe I'll find a local whore.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get a real hooker this time. Right? If I book a hooker for an hour, do you think she'd be my Coke Magic assistant? And if we, like, you don't have to fuck, all you got to do is just come and be my assistant for this dumb magic show. I bet you I can get a real hooker.
That's not hard. Just pay him.
And a gross one, too. I'm not going to high end.
Oh, we're not going to get one of the hot ones in Lafayette, Louisiana?
No. I bet you there's hot hookers in Houston. Shannon, look up prostitutes in Houston. I bet you we can find a hot one.
Hookers in flannel.
But we want to get like $150 an hour Asian, Korean, chubbo. You know, she'll come out. She has no idea what's going on. She's just scared. Her slave wrangler brought her and dropped her off for an hour.
Is there any news about what's happening in March?
No.
Okay.
We don't talk about that yet. I can't talk about it. I mean, I'll tell everyone what's going on. We're moving Skankfest South for sure until the late fall, and we're doing Skankfest New York in June. So if you have Skankfest South tickets, you can trade them in for Skankfest New York tickets simply just by sending us an email. But we haven't announced the location and dates yet because it's still being finalized. So it's definitely happening.
Definitely doing a Skankfest South in the fall.
It's going to be in fall.
In Texas or just some?
In Texas.
Okay.
No. Same location, same venue.
Oh, okay.
We haven't announced the new dates yet for either. So right. That's what's going on. If people are wondering... No, Skankfest South is not going to happen at the end of March. It's just too, right now, it's just a little bit, it's still too rocky. And I don't want to, we can give you guys Skankfest South in March. Technically, we can do that. But the amount of comics that would end up canceling, in my opinion, would be detrimental to the show. You need to have over 100 comedians. You need to have everyone partying. You need to have everyone fucking in bathrooms and sharing blunts. If people don't feel comfortable to do that, it's not Skankfest. And I would rather, I don't want to do just shows. That's not the idea. Skankfest is a fucking party. There's nothing else like it in the world.
Yeah,
so,
the show's the worst
experience.
Part. It's all about the fun.
Yeah.
So. Here's some Houston chicks from Eros.com.
Hell yeah, dude. That's it? There's only two hookers in Houston?
No, those are the ones picked for the day. The girls of the day of Houston.
Those bitches pay more to be at the top of Eros.
Probably.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that they're better. Picks of the day just means... Okay, look at these hookers. Hell yeah. Look at Tiffany J. Hell yeah. All about it. Oh, she could be Coke Magic Girl. All right, don't fucking pull. I mean, I feel like we're giving this bitch's stuff out right
now. It's just from the website, though.
It is on a website. Yeah. You know what? Book Tiffany J if you're in Houston and let them know the Real Ass Podcast.
Give us your review.
Thank you so much. I'll be Coke Girl for free.
Yeah, it doesn't give a price here, though.
Yeah. Shannon, call her up and find out what her price is. Don't call her on the air, though. Just find out what her price is and see if she'd be willing to be a magical assistant.
What's the date?
February 14th, Valentine's Day. That's
I feel like she's busy.
Is that a busy hooker day or imagine, not busy hooker day?
I'd imagine
very
that's
busy.
Yeah, that's like Black Friday.
Yeah.
That's a different hooker on the website. Yeah, she's hot. Hell yeah, dude. VIP Tiffany J.
So I'm just tell her, though, that she'll be a magical assistant. That's what I'm telling
Magician's
her.
Magician's assistant.
She's going to go, no dicks, I'm out.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Oh, no. We may fuck her. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
let's not get it twisted.
This won't be the first thing. Hey, how much to cut you in half?
I'm going to put you in a box and stab you.
So are we over these guys yet? Or should we? I guess we're going to play it by ear. I will do a fucking feature on every one of their podcasts moving forward if they don't change the name of their podcast.
Sounds like that's the best publicity.
You should do it like Seinfeld. Do it behind the scenes as extra content.
Behind the paywall.
Really? No. I want the masses to make these people feel like unoriginal fucking hacks. you know, why do we look down upon, you know, organizing masses to hurt people? Why do we look down upon that?
Well, it's led to a lot.
Why have masses if you're not willing to make them hurt people?
Yeah.
I don't know, Holocaust, maybe.
Yeah, that's one of the first ones I thought of. It's just...
Let me tell you something. You got to crack a few eggs. That's what I say.
To what?
To make a big Jewish omelet. Huge. The biggest Jewish omelet you've ever seen in your entire life.
Okay.
Supposedly.
All right, real quick, we must thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. That's YoKratom, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. If you guys are in the market for Kratom and you're over the age of 21, we are talking to you guys. Kratom has been known to be very beneficial for pain relief. If you just want to be a overall a legal junkie, that's what I say. Use Kratom instead
of
heroin.
Do you like naps?
So usually when you buy Kratom, you got to go to a gas station, smoke shop, wherever. You can get it wholesale delivered right to the comfort of your own home. Just go to YoKratom.com, grab a $60 kilo, YoKratom. They support this show. Marquee sponsors for Skankfest. Marquee sponsors for my entire fight camp. We love YoKratom. They love us. Make sure you support them. YoKratom.com. Okay, where were we? One white guy says, I think I have the Kevin guy's address. Don't actually dox
him. See what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? I think that's like a felony. You can get in.
I know his mom lives.
Yeah.
It's not a felony to call upon your fans to trash people.
I think it is if to give out private information.
I'm not giving out anything.
Yeah, but you said find their grandmother. You sicked people on
their grandmothers
people.
Are fucking dirty, dirty whores. Dirty, dirty.
Dirty, dirty whores.
Yeah. Dirty whores.
Irish dirty whores. They are. Her. Living in South Carolina.
Don't find their grandmothers. Fine. Fine.
It's good to see that fatherhood has calmed you down a little.
It has calmed me down a little bit. It has. I'm going to teach my son how to dox today. Let's go. So, all right, let's see. 22-year-old New Jersey car crash survivor is the world's first successful face and double hand transplant. 80% of his body, Joe DiMaio, 22, burnt his car. Let's see it.
All right, so I'm going to show you him first before the surgery.
Oh, man.
Hold on. Oh, boy.
I haven't eaten.
Wait, before
we're not worried about the after. We just don't want to see an Italian.
I had a cheese omelet for breakfast.
I know it's going to show you the comparison. I thought there was one of just him all burned.
Let's see.
Okay, this is him before and after.
Let's guess which is which.
Fuck!
Jesus Christ.
Wait, that's him?
Wait, it's before and after?
Oh, the surgery.
Yeah, before, while he was all burned. And this is after 20 reconstructive surgeries. And then this is with his new face and hands.
Okay.
I like at one point, he was like, you know what I need? Sleeves.
Yeah.
He was, you know, to really distract people from my fucking sopping out face.
Imagine a tattoo artist having to, like, draw over all the
Can we
burns?
Put red glasses on him, please?
So is that what happened? He got sleeves, or are those fake?
Yeah, those are fake. Those are like you know, like fabric sleeves to cover the
sleeves. Sleeves.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he actually looks pretty decent.
Yeah.
He looks better.
He looks like he is an intern.
Oh my god! Fuck me! God damn it! Holy shit! I hope this happens to the other Real Ass Podcast guys.
Stop zooming in on it.
Fuck.
Jesus.
I know people that are substantially less good looking than this guy. Oh, he was better looking before.
Yeah, I would say so.
Oh my God, his eyes.
The problem is he's 22, but on now he looks like he's like 48. Mm.
Can I ask a dumb question? He can't see, right? His eyes are gone.
I think he can see.
No, I think his eyes are gone.
Yeah, those are fake eyes.
Oh, he's blind now too?
Fuck.
Man, that's...
But Joe, you're exactly as good looking as you were before. Trust us.
No one can tell the difference.
Jesus Christ. That's so tough. I mean, especially 22. Jesus.
16 doctors in 23 hours to do the surgery.
Oh, God. I'd kill myself. I'm fucking just.
That's so bad.
That's really sad.
That's really sad.
Is that the whole team of
that's
doctors?
Everybody who operated. Jesus.
It said it took a team of 80 people at NYU Langone.
It's a fucking, it's like an animation team.
I know a guy that does a hit for $5,000.
Jesus Christ. I mean, that would be pretty
fucking, one guy.
That would be pretty horrible. But I mean, look, fuck it, dude. What are you gonna do? You gotta.
Hands he work, objectively make the looks best of better it. Now than he did post crash.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, before he was.
That's not just really
saying.
A statement.
You gotta focus on the positives.
He's about as good looking as Zach.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
And I didn't have to go through all that.
I mean, Zach. It would be a debate if a chick wanted to fuck Zach or this guy. It is a big debate.
Can he? He's got gray hair, too.
Yeah, he really does.
He's got hair
really
better than
you. He's got a really nice head of hair.
Terrific hair.
Zach, how did that hair get through fire?
Zach, you look like you could play him in a TV version of him.
No, Zach, that hair is fire.
How is he playing pool?
He's squatting. And he's deadlifting.
His hands work now.
He's living his life better than Zach in every way.
This guy's killing it.
He's playing tennis, pool, he's lifting weights.
He doesn't have to see himself in the mirror.
Jesus Christ. Look, this dog is trying to eat him. He thinks he's jerky.
Damn.
Yeah, well, good for him. Good for the doctors that, you know, look, I mean, it is sad. Like, you know, I feel bad making fun of, you know, the situation, but fucking goddamn, dude. What would you do?
Kill myself.
Would you kill yourself?
Yeah. I'm out. Fuck that.
You couldn't do it?
I thought, dude, if I was, like, deaf, I would be a real debate if I was going to kill myself. Like, even something like that.
When I lost my sense of smell. I was like, should I end it? For COVID.
You did
I was
that
like,
when you had a pimple.
Yeah. It's like not being able to smell fucks up every. You can't taste things. You can't enjoy food. You're like, what's the point?
Yeah, I've never lost my sense of smell. What
3 months?
If you had to lose your eyesight or hearing, what would you choose?
Hearing, 100%.
Yeah,
I imagine what's scarier than not being able to hear is being in eternal blackness.
No offense.
Nice. None taken.
I mean, if anybody deserved a drop, but you know, Lewis is selfish with his drops today. I think that it's why would you not imagine trying to navigate the city blind versus navigating it deaf?
Yeah, I guess blindness would be way worse.
You could still enjoy a beautiful sunset. What are you going to hear a sunset? All you hear, especially if you're blind and you're in your house.
You hear other people enjoying a sunset?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Ooh. I wish, I'm so happy I have eyes for this.
I can't even describe what color that is.
Dude, but if you're, especially like, think about if you're alone in your apartment and you just hear, if you're deaf, or you're blind and you just hear a noise. Just you'd be like you, instantly. It's just who's there? Is somebody here? Like every single all day long, I'd be paranoid. Someone's close to me or about to attack me.
I would feel like there's somebody doing this to my face at all times.
Yeah, that's what you just constantly. Just, I think it's not as bad if you're born blind, but to lose to
all right,
to start from blind,
lose your vision or lose your penis.
Depends what how old am I when I'm losing it?
Right now. Today.
Now we have ourselves a quandary.
You'd rather lose your vision than your penis, me too, dude.
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I debated this with Bisping on.
Imagine how much pussy you could get being blind.
Well, there are crazy bitches out there that'd be like, "Oh my god, he's blind. I want to take care of him." She's like, "I'm really hot. I promise." Yeah,
you do get to just walk into a bar and be like, "Oh, you're beautiful.
Can I touch your face?"
I had this debate on Believe You Me with Bisping. What would you rather, lose your ability to walk or lose your penis? So essentially lose your ability to use your legs or the ability to lose your dick. And he was very serious. He was like, oh my god, in a heartbeat I'd rather lose my penis. Which
is
crazy to me.
I would go penis over walk.
Yeah.
I almost
have you
like...
ever have you ever sprained
I'm
your ankle
with both
in
right
this
now,
city,
so.
Dude? Spraining your ankle in the city and even if you're just on crutches, like having to like go down steps now in a wheelchair, it's like this is not an accessible. You're always looking up at
but
everybody.
Where does the motivation to be great come from if there's not pussy at the end of the tunnel?
What do you mean?
Money, taking care, making sure your kid's set for life.
Why have money if there's not pussy at the end of the tunnel?
Making sure your kid's
set
for life.
What are women motivated by?
Women?
Getting your money.
Money?
Women? And,
no, I mean, look, it's Freudian, right? It's the sense of feeling great and getting laid. That's why people do everything. It's why people make it every decision that we make in life is to either feel great or to get fucking laid.
I don't agree with that.
You don't agree?
Nah, I mean, you... You're as confident as your options. When you get laid, then you don't go, oh, I gotta get laid. It doesn't motivate me at all. Getting laid.
This is where we differ. Because getting laid has definitely been a motivating factor in my life for as long as I can remember.
Do you really think that people fuck you because of the things that you've accomplished?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, but so did you accomplish it just because you wanted to get laid?
Yeah, 100%.
You think chicks fuck you? I don't think the energy you give off because you've accomplished things is what gets you laid. Yeah.
So I got that you laid. I've always gotten laid, but before it was because I took it. No, before it was because you know it was. I'm not saying that chicks fuck you because you're great, but it's like most of the time that I've gotten laid has been either through comedy or through. When I used to be a street team guy, I used to get laid a lot. Because
yeah, but I don't think you understand why you get laid. You get laid because you're the dude that you think you are, and you think you are the dude that you are because you accomplish things.
Don't you fucking say poems at me.
Damn.
Don't you fucking limerick at me. Limerick me on my fucking show, dude. Who the fuck you think you are? Because you're bigger than me, bro? Come on.
Another podcast war.
You can't. Like, if you can be dope and accomplish shit and think you're garbage, and you won't get laid. Even with the money.
I just have always connected with the idea that people make decisions for those reasons. It's for to feel great and to get
Yeah,
laid.
I think that's initial, but then once you achieve the things, people fuck
yeah.
Women find you attractive because who you are, and you believe who you are because you've done the work to accomplish the things that you've accomplished.
I also don't find comedians as a source of an alley of being like, that's the career I'm going to go into. Like, if you were in like a rock band or something,
no,
like
comedians
that.
Get laid like, whoa, you're wrong. The problem is you've been with your same chick since you were like 10 and you're like a good dude.
Yeah.
Like, trust me, getting laid, the amount that I've gotten laid over being a comedian is wild.
Yeah,
you get off stage, you control
a
room.
Not just
here's it, real quick.
Laid with.
Real quick. So
standards.
Shut the fuck up. Let me
standards,
finish my point.
Not
okay?
just
no,
anyone.
Not just anyone. I'm saying every girl that
doesn't
I
matter. The standards
in my
matter.
20s and 30s has been because of comedy. And when you're on stage,
oh, that I agree.
You
with.
Send this message that you're the fucking man. They think you're on television. They think you're more famous than you are. I remember the first time I went to a comedy show, New York Comedy Club. It was like Greg Rogel. It was remember the guy who used to be the manager of the New York Comedy Club with the long red hair.
Chris something?
Chris Murphy.
Yeah, Chris Murphy. Yeah.
Like, I took his comedy class.
Yeah, Chris Murphy, fucking Ozzy Baez.
Yeah.
These were the guys that were there that
Steve
night.
Aarons.
Steve Aarons.
Steve Aarons Steve used to Aaron. Molest dudes constantly.
Did he?
Constantly.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, Steve was one of the managers as well. And I remember all of it. I remember when they brought up Ozzy Baez, they were like, you've seen him on HBO. And I remember just thinking, as like a 22-year-old kid,
wow,
like, wow, he was on HBO. And I knew he was the manager of the comedy club. I knew he worked the door. But even so, it was this image of like, oh shit, he's on television. Yeah. And that right there, women want to suck and fuck. They want to suck and fuck that every single time, guaranteed. So yeah, getting laid.
Yeah, initially. But then once they get to know you and you're a fucking fraud, then they don't like you. So it's not, I understand what you're saying, but there's a veil between the accomplishment and the fact that you're whether or not you believe your attractiveness or not.
Damn, dude, he says you lap death. Fuck. Fuck.
I lap death.
You lap up death.
What a dumbass.
You lap death.
What a dumbass. What a stupid Damn. Asshole, dude. He can't even speak.
Yeah. No. Just laughing up death. God damn it. I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'm just saying I don't even know why we even got into this conversation. Oh, yeah. It was dick versus walking.
Yeah.
So.
Walking.
You understand what I'm saying?
You'd rather walk?
Yeah.
You're going to lose one of your feet in the next few years.
Yeah.
You'd rather walk.
That's why he wants to walk so bad.
I'm trying to get it now.
Got to get it in now?
Yeah. He's like, is that a serious medical option on the table?
Dylan, what would you rather do? Lose your dick or lose your legs?
Dylan's young.
No, I'm still going dick.
You're still losing your dick.
Dude, my
legs? That is fucking crazy to me. You don't need legs if you're not trying to get pussy. Who cares?
You're saying that everything you do, everything in life,
everything
in life runs through your fucking dick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
It's that not more complicated than it
that
sounds.
That didn't even take him long to come up with the answer.
He's literally holding his dick right now as we're doing this.
I'm telling you right now, like, look, I shake my legs. I don't shake my dick. Kick these legs all day long. Take them. If I'm in a wheelchair, I'm probably going to get a ton of fucking great pussy because I'll tell you right now, a couple things that happen. You go in a wheelchair, lose your legs. I'm already going to be one of the best looking, most personable guys in a wheelchair out there. I jump up immediately to a higher quality version of me.
Yeah, but you're going to need to find women that can help lift you out of the chair onto the bed. So they're going to have to be, you're going to have strong women.
Like big old bitch?
No, just good dips. Do a lot of
dips.
Yeah,
yeah, just bottom heavy.
The best thing in the world that could happen to me right now would be to lose my legs. The absolute best thing, because I will jump up in a category.
How are you literally going to get into
this
studio?
I'll be the most famous comedian in a wheelchair that exists. There's nobody else more famous or better than me. Name a comedian that's in a wheelchair that's better or more famous. It ain't happening. The guy from Kill Tony? Nope. It's debatable, but fine.
Yeah.
Fine. But immediately I jump up and I'm
well, you don't jump up.
I have confidence. I'm confident. My tricep definition of my chest would get fucking crazy. I lose weight immediately.
So
I have big old fat legs.
You lose your legs. You mean lose use of your legs or lose your legs?
Yeah, that's a different thing too.
I would rather lose my legs than lose the use of them. I don't want to look at those things. Once they're not used, once they're not there anymore.
She's just going to be like a pelvis with a dick sticking out.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah, dude.
Like someone ripped the legs off a Ken doll.
Lieutenant Gomez. Is that crazy?
It's a great straddle.
Yeah, it's crazy, and it's a very like 21-year-old thing to say.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you do to pleasure your wife? Like, your wife wouldn't leave you if you were in a wheelchair. She would love you forever. But if you can't fuck her,
know,
she's going to take other dick.
That's a lot more. Now you could always just have, you could put a fucking strap on, I guess.
Shannon, what would you rather? Would you rather a man with no legs or no dick? Come on now. What are we even talking about here?
I mean, I don't have sex ever now, so I can maybe deal with a guy with no dick, but there are some hot guys out there with no legs.
Let's see.
And now imagine.
There's no hot guys with no dicks. As soon as you find out this guy's dickless, you're like, nope, he's off the table. I'm not into him.
Here's one.
Wow. Oh, Shannon, really? You like that better than me? That's how I look, though. If I had no legs, I'd get all fucking jacked like that.
Looks like DiStefano on steroids.
Holy shit, this guy's awesome.
DiStefano legs.
Shannon, now if that guy had no dick, if he just had these fucking meaty legs but no dick in between them, wouldn't you be like, he wouldn't be hot? That guy's hot with no legs. Wrong or right, Shannon?
Right. I'm thinking it through.
With a huge hard dick right in between those nubs.
It's a real debate, though, for Shannon right now, whether or not she would choose a guy with no legs or no dick.
Which is the point that you're so obviously absolutely no legs. You're not even taking into consideration what Shannon thinks.
I'm listening for Shannon. Shannon never fucks, ever, and she's still debating choosing the guy with no legs over no dick.
That's a good point.
I don't know. Because overall...
Shannon, put sexy music on while you talk about it. And I want to see more hot guys with no legs. I want to see hot women with no legs, too.
Oh, there's that.
What would you choose? A woman, no legs, or no pussy?
No legs. No legs.
Just titty fucker? See, at least the man has a woman has a mouth still. So she didn't have a pussy. She can still blow you all the time.
So there's a man.
Yeah. Yeah, but I cannot get pleasure out of eating. I mean, I love eating pussy. I do love eating
pussy. A lot of women don't like sucking dick. They don't get pleasure out of sucking dick. Only the real whore.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. You could do this. You could scissor her.
I'm all about that. I'm all about that bitch.
And she rides skateboard. I'm in.
Her hands are probably very rough though from pushing. I don't know if I put that on.
So Dylan, you're choosing to get rid of your legs over getting rid of your dick over your legs.
Yeah, dude. Being tall has literally like made my life 10 times better, I've always had a small dick. So,
do you have a small dick, Dylan?
No.
No, I bet
a small dick.
No, I don't think so.
He's tall and thin. Tall and thin always have big old fat cocks on them.
Or long pencils.
Wow. Yeah, but being sick, like when I, like I was a young, small, like fat kid, and then the year, like my junior year, I shot up to 6'2". So like being tall, I don't want to go back down to looking up at everybody.
Yeah, being tall is a massive advantage.
What is the point of being tall if you are not fucking pussies with your tallness? I don't know. Like, what is this even fucking debate here?
It's everything.
It's literally it's everything.
I'm tall. It means nothing.
You're not tall.
I'm tall.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'1".
Yeah.
I'm tall.
You're all right.
That is
you're upper average.
5'10" is average.
You're upper
five,
average.
8 to 10 is average.
How tall are you, Feeney?
6'2".
You're an inch taller.
He said
than
that's
me.
Cute.
Smugly. I'm still looking down on you, pal. You look up at me. Remember that.
I don't even know how this is a fucking debate
for
you guys.
Dude, if I was 5'8", no one would know. I wouldn't exist. You've never even said one word to me.
If you never dick, I would have never said a word to you.
I might not.
Suck
you
that
don't
cock
know
off your body, doggy. Let's go. Pull it out. I mean, that this is crazy to me. I don't even understand your logic. I mean, if you don't have a dick, what will drive you?
Everything else.
Everything else.
Greatness. Immortality.
It might drive you more because you don't have.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it.
You have no dick energy.
Dude, think about
no dick energy. I feel like is the most depressing energy in the world.
Dude, think about how much extra time you'd have to podcast and create things. And
if I wasn't masturbating,
if you weren't masturbating and or DMing a chick or trying to have sex with somebody.
I don't DM anybody. I am faithful to my new girlfriend.
Oh, I didn't know you were. That was still a thing. good for you.
Doggy, I'm sorry. I can't even debate this right now. Shannon, have you made a decision yet?
I think I would have to go. I'm sorry. Hold on.
She's going no legs. No. There's no question about this.
No, I think I'm going to go no dick because he still does have a mouth, so he can do things intimately. But also, I need a guy to protect me, and it's going to be really hard for a guy in a wheelchair to protect me if someone was trying to kill me.
If I have no dick, I'm laying down and letting every man beat me up. I'm like, sorry, I'm dickless. God, fuck me up. I have nothing.
But there's so much more time in life that you're
dude,
using.
Dude, if a guy has no legs and he has big, strong arms, he could do that weird walk thing on his arms. Yeah. That's so freaky.
Yeah, I would run out of the house.
Dude, if some guy started coming at me on his fucking hands like that, I'd be like,
I will fuck you up!
This comes at you with screaming confidence.
I will fuck you with my dick!
Yeah. With his dick and balls dragging on the concrete.
Yeah, dude, just his
head, just like, oh, that's going to hurt against the
that's
gravel.
That's out of American Horror, so he's just dragging himself to you. Yeah, no, that guy's protecting you, Shannon. Some dickless guy has no confidence.
He would have more confidence because he has to make up for it.
Well, yes. and you can't kick him in the balls either.
If a guy's got no dick and he answers the door naked, any burglar is running.
He's got no weakness now, dude.
Let's be
no
honest.
Weakness.
You do that anyway.
His kryptonite, dick and ball. Because you're your exact body, but just with no dick.
Dude, guys that have small dicks have to buy fucking sports cars and Lamborghinis.
But they're very nice. Guys are really nice when they,
but it's not
when
like they
got little dicks.
It's not like they have more confidence and more swag. No. They have to go buy. So if you have no dick, you have to buy like a monster truck in order to just get through life.
Yeah.
That's not good.
That's not true. It's not true.
It's just not true.
Yeah, Dante also drives a monster truck.
I realize that we're trashing with monster trucks right now.
I was waiting for you to say with a picture of his face on the side.
I found this one clip of the guy scaring someone walking on his hands.
Let's see. Look at him.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
That's your boyfriend, Shannon.
Yeah, but look how fast he gets away from us, you know?
Yeah. No way.
There's a breakdancer named, what the fuck, Little Junior, where his legs are paralyzed, and he's fucking amazing.
He just throws them around like a rag doll?
Yeah, he just does push-ups with his legs straight out in the air, but they're, like, paralyzed.
If I lost the use of my legs, I'd have them amputated.
Yeah, it feels like they would just kind of
get in the way.
Deteriorate and just,
atrophy.
Could catch on fire.
Yeah, they're just hanging.
You wouldn't know.
You get them caught in things.
Also, it would just make you so much lighter.
Shannon, can you find that guy, Little Junior?
I'm looking.
Breakdancer.
I don't know if that's his name. I'm looking, though.
Junior or some shit like that. Greatest B-boy.
That's dude, wild. Fucking me.
It's blowing my mind that you guys are so willing to give up your little dicks.
It's so glowing.
It's yeah. legs
Gun
or
to your head,
dick.
Yeah.
All right, arms or dick? Because I'd rather give up my legs than my arms in a heartbeat.
Wait, what?
Arms or dick?
Arms or legs. How about that? That's a good debate. Give up the use of your arms or give up the use of both of your legs?
That's a rough one.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
How about one and one?
Yeah. Yeah, if I could lose one limb, it would definitely be one arm, for sure.
That's not hard.
Yeah, but if it's both arms... I mean, never being able to use a phone or write or do anything. Is it when, like, I have, like, my arm stops at the shoulder, or do I have, like, the little, like, elbow with, like, the nub
to stuff the shoulder?
And, like, the little
to
fingers.
The shoulder. No arms, straight up to the shoulder.
That's crazy.
You just got armpits.
I mean, you can't live
you
like
don't
that.
Need deodorant. Well, air it out.
But, like, you have no balance. Like, anyone could just, you know.
Yeah, you got balance.
You have your dick.
Yeah, that's the fulcrum. That's yeah. a little tripod in the middle. I don't know, man. I think I would... Just having no legs, just it takes forever to do anything, to go around. But I guess if you had to use your feet to open a pickle jar, that'd be a nightmare, too.
I mean, you spend 13 hours trying to squirt ketchup on your hot dog.
Yeah, to open the door to get out of your house. Yeah. No, I would say I would lose the legs.
You have to fucking spinning back kick every doorway?
Yeah, I would lose the legs instead of both arms. Wow. Yeah. You would lose both arms instead of your legs?
No, I guess I would lose both legs. I don't really care about my legs.
If
I feel
you
like a
would
wheelchair
not
is
lose
just a more
your
convenient
arms,
way to get around.
You've been the rattlesnake for how long? And you're not going to lose your arms. So you could go on stage and go, ah!
Yeah.
I think I'd have to lose my legs over my arms. For okay. sure. But my legs, I don't really love, to be honest with you. I kind of want to get rid of my legs as it is.
Yeah, you don't have great legs, but no. They're able, you can work on them.
It'd be nice to just be able to roll everywhere. You know?
Yeah. A lot of dirt, though, on the ground. Dirt.
No, I didn't mean roll like a ball. I meant like roll in a fucking wheelchair.
No, you meant like Sonic?
Yeah. Were you guys not picturing Sonic?
I want to.
Yes, but the restaurant.
a wheelchair actually seems like a fun way to get around. I bet you there's dope ass wheelchairs
as well. In perfect circumstances. Shit, yeah. Like literally this isn't handicap accessible, is it?
No, not necessarily. But what I would do is if I got if I lost my legs, I would also get those metal deer legs, like those springy deer legs that you see like sprinters wearing. So I have those. I would still use a wheelchair. I might just get a wheelchair in general just for life. Just now, why not?
I bet you couldn't go 30 days in a wheelchair and like continue living your life with your legs as it currently is.
Real ass wheelchair challenge.
Real ass what?
Yeah, but
wheelchair
you don't
challenge.
Have the wheelchair.
Yeah, real ass wheelchair challenge. That's
no, he
good.
Said wear chair, and that's when you turn into a chair when there's a full moon.
He's like a motor.
Go, leave now. I'm turning into a chair.
My spine.
wear chair.
Yeah, I wear chair. I do think, I don't think you could do, I don't, I
kill
think,
me.
You know what?
You I, wake up naked in a Raymour and Flanagan.
That's
what
way,
did I do last
this
night?
This is way too difficult. Let's, 1 week. 1 week in a wheelchair.
I think one day in a wheelchair is enough.
Well, we started at 1 month.
The problem is if you're in a wheelchair, you have wherever you go, you kind of work that out. So like he's going to do wheelchair on day one where he hasn't figured anything. Like he doesn't even know how to get to the podcast. Like
right.
You know, people
day one's
the
problem.
Steps.
By day 30, life's
no,
fucking
what about,
smooth
what about,
yeah, it's not smooth.
I figured out where every hill is in New York City.
What about day, I don't think 1 week of it, because if you do one day, you'll be like, I'll just stay in my apartment all day. But if it's like a day where you have to come into the studio three times.
Apartment.
But what if instead you got like cool prosthetic legs?
Like the metal ones, yeah. Like the backwards deer legs.
Yeah, then I'm going with my dick. I'm keeping my dick.
Yeah, and there's no prosthetic.
And some robo
legs.
There's
no prosthetic dick that you could have. That's the other side of it as well, is you can get prosthetic legs.
And soon they're working on
I
arms.
I don't think that women, because women are fucking pea-brained, okay? So they don't see uh-oh. Things. They see a guy with prosthetic legs and they're like, oh my God.
He's so brave.
Right. They think of shit like that. They're retarded.
And in all fairness, they would really make up a story. Yeah. Like you lost them in a brave way in them. Yeah. Like Iraq or like fire.
Yeah. I didn't think about having fake legs. That never crossed my mind. I was thinking just no legs.
That was kind of a cheat code to that question.
It's not a cheat code. You could do whatever you want. If you want to fucking tape
broomsticks.
To my...
You didn't say alternative legs. You said no legs.
You could also have a prosthetic penis. But you don't feel anything with a prosthetic penis.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I'm just saying, the dick versus leg debate is it's a no-brainer for me. I'm taking my legs away in a
heartbeat. No dicker for me.
I'm getting I'm gonna get some dope ass prosthetic legs. Wheelchair it up when I'm at home.
Yeah, I would do that if I had considered.
Can you take those in the shower?
Legs. What
the legs? Are they gonna rust?
No, they do them in carbon fiber now.
What are the best prosthetic legs on the market?
So it's half shower, half car wash.
Yeah, okay. Little armor roll.
Look up the best prosthetic legs. I bet you they have crazy
it's
robot
the ting
ones.
Ting ones. The ones that they took that guy out of the college dude that was running and getting ready to qualify for the Olympics.
Yeah, the ones that curve like backwards.
Yeah, they have like a leaf spring.
Pistorius, right?
Yeah.
So he did.
I feel like those are like even better legs.
They don't ever get sore. Yeah,
those right there.
See, but he's got the nubs down to he's just missing from his knee down.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Cuz then it's like, all right, well, give me the prosthetic things. But if you're missing from your hips
from
down,
hip. I bet you they still have some fucking dope. You got to be rich. You're going to have to be
crazy
rich.
That's your motivation,
space?
Not pussy. To get good legs, get robot legs.
I would love robot legs.
Dude, you put together $55 million, they'll take you into space now.
55? That's
55
it?
55 mil. Take you to space. Pretty crazy.
What would you rather, go to space or have no legs?
I would love to go to space. Wait, do I have to go to space with no legs?
You lose your legs.
If I lose my legs but get to go to space, I might lose my legs.
You wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
I think I might lose my legs.
Space might suck.
You'd be
in space like, this is boring.
It might be, but like, how'd you know? And also, think about this. How many people in human history of the billions of people that have ever been alive have been in space? Like, 1,000?
How many people have lost their legs? Probably a similar amount.
No, a lot more.
What are you talking about?
More than that in every war ever.
Yeah, there's more people with no legs in New York City than have been to space.
Shannon, let's look at some legs from the thigh down, some prosthetic legs.
It's got to be more than 1,000.
And it's like
my wheelchair stock is going through the roof. So
it's 553 people have been in space. There are more than 2.1 million people living with limb loss.
Limb loss.
500. So it's only 500 people.
It could be any limb, though.
Yeah, these are all. It's just amputees in general.
It's more than there's more than 500 people in America with no legs.
I've jerked off to amputee porn. That's hot.
That's not even.
I've never jerked off to space porn, not once.
Oh my God, that's no doubt better.
What, space porn?
Yeah. That sounds, dude, no gravity porn?
Now
it floats around.
That's like fucking on a waterbed. You can't get no leverage.
Yeah, it's called zero G. It's just the guy not being able to make her come.
It's just one hump, and then she slams into the fucking space door.
Shannon, do we have any good prosthetic legs here? The best prosthetic leg.
How about
Why don't you
robot?
Just Google the best prosthetic
robot
legs.
That's
what I did. This one. These are all.
Oh, I like the tattooed guy.
Look at that one on the fucking far right. That is from the future.
Yeah, that looks like when you walk and be like,
dude, a prosthetic dick though, that'd be kind of cool as well.
Yeah,
it's like just a drill, like the top of that one Puppet Master guy,
like machine porn.
Yeah,
you hook up a fucking sawzall to it.
My dad knew a guy who was like a rich old man, and he had a thing in his pelvis he could pump his dick up like a knife.
Yeah, they did that for a while.
That was like, it was called a
penile implant. They used to have it at, the bladder used to be in the balls. And you...
His was on his pelvis, and he could pump up his dick hard.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, he could release the pressure.
Yeah. Paco, you want to do me a favor? Run and grab me a sandwich.
You're what?
Fucking man. I'm hungry.
There's 10 minutes left.
A number, I want to eat it as soon as I get off. A 101. Here, Paco.
I've said that before.
Take my... A 101. Here, take my card.
I mean, literally, you could just wrap up.
The other card. That's my travel card. This is my card.
You could spend this time.
What?
Wrapping up the podcast.
No, we have 10 more minutes left in the podcast. A number 101.
Excuse me. What would Dante and I like, and Zach?
I'm good, thanks.
I'm fine.
I'm hungry. Why didn't anybody join me on that?
I'm not getting him anything. He can buy his own food. Buy your own
food.
You
got my parking garage.
No, I don't have your parking garage. Shannon texted me that yesterday and I ignored it. I was like, what the fuck is going
on? Yeah,
and
you know what? Now Shannon said she's going to pay for it.
I will pay for it.
And because I feel bad making Shannon pay for it, Zach said that he would pay for Shannon not paying for it all because you won't pay for it. And then there's people out there saying that you owe them sandwich money still.
Yesterday.
You're a bad guy.
Yesterday, he said, he was like, if I come tomorrow and I can't find parking for the snow, will Lewis pay for my parking?
Because I was originally going to say no because no one's doing the podcast because people are canceling doing the podcast. And then obviously...
Nobody's canceling.
Well, okay. But we're lying, I guess, now.
Dante's
but here.
Dante's here. He's a fucking monster truck. Yeah. You got to find three parking spots in a row in order to park it.
Yeah. Dante...
Now, the reason I didn't even answer was because I was like, if I say yes to this... Feeney's not even going to look for parking. He's simply going to come in and go straight to a parking garage.
I did look for parking.
No, you're a liar.
I did.
You're a liar. Because if you know a day before that it's going to be hard to find parking, you would just leave early and find parking. Did you find parking, Dylan, without going to a parking garage?
Found parking.
Wow. Isn't that weird?
Sure.
Isn't that weird?
I mean, I paid for it, but I found it.
Oh.
Wait, a meter or you are you talking about a garage?
Yeah, for the garages.
Where did you go? Did you go to a garage or a meter, you fucking
11th
fuck?
Street. There was no meter spots. First off, parking in a meter is $11. Parking in a garage is $17.
Yeah, it's cheaper in a meter. Thank you for pointing that out. I really appreciate
that. But it's not that much cheaper.
Yeah, it's like by 33% cheaper.
Every two times you park.
My
you
podcast producer won't even come into this. She's not even coming. She's like, I don't even want to come in. We're not even being able to do our podcast.
Who? Who the fuck isn't coming in to produce your podcast?
Alex, but that's because Mike doesn't want to drive down. We were supposed to do it right after this, but now we're not doing it because Mike's not driving in because of the snow. And Alex is like, I haven't been in here all week.
Because Mike is a fucking cuck pussy. Then,
hurry, find the drop quickly.
You're blaming Alex for your pussy ass cuck.
I'm blaming everybody.
He tried to hustle you, Shannon, and you let him hustle you.
I didn't let him.
And that's why I ignored your text message, Shannon.
By the way,
I know this morning.
My taping so you guys could go today.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They had to, and he had to move his whole thing around, which thank you for that, by the way.
I lied to Shannon.
You always lie.
She goes, would you be willing to pay for Feeney's parking tomorrow if you can't find a regular spot with the snow?
Yeah.
And I ignored it. That was 7:14 p.m. last night.
You just always ignore my text, though, so I figured that would happen.
Then this morning at 8:43, I wrote, who are guests today? And I wrote HWHO'RE, which I don't even know if that's a real contraction.
Who are
guests today?
Whore.
And then she wrote, Dante, Nero, and Mike Feeney, I asked you about Feeney yesterday. You never answered. Then I just wrote, oh, sorry. I didn't even write. I didn't even respond.
This is how bad of a guy you are.
No.
Someone willing to go all the way to driving through a fucking snowstorm. You get to drive up and go leave it running for Dylan to come out there because, again, brainwashed, great job. But you're able to just do that. Not all of us have people parking. Dante also doesn't get... The last time I did this podcast with him, he got a ticket coming here.
We bet that I wouldn't get... Because I usually park illegally. Never get a ticket.
Where do you park illegally? What's your
literally anywhere he wants.
Just anywhere. They usually don't. They usually look at my truck and go, oh, I'm not ticketing in that. And they won't.
I almost feel like you could double park, put your hazards on, and leave it for 3 hours. Nobody's ever going to fuck
with it. Yeah,
you
can't do that all the time. You've seen me do that in front of clubs.
You
can't do that. I don't have my face on my truck.
It doesn't matter. You should maybe get your face on your truck.
It's also a Honda Civic, so it doesn't really inspire fear. Like, if flames come out of his muffler when he
fucking... Only when he has Mexican.
Get a Puerto Rican flag on it.
Oh, yeah, just drape it over the hood.
He's got a side cannon on his truck. Yeah. He's got a fucking chain gun.
Yeah.
So does Feeney on his Accord.
Dante's got a gimp chained to the hood.
Yeah. In the front.
He's got those bassists that play from...
from the head back.
Oh, the Duke Warriors.
Just on those movies. That was a badass part of the movie.
It was funky.
No, Feeney, you...
So that's a terrible guy move on your part.
You
to ignore your producer like
exposure.
That.
Exposure.
What do you mean?
By coming
Don't
onto
Steve
this show.
Don't Steve Hofstetter me.
The only way to get exposure on this show is to be a guest or make a podcast the same name. Yeah. And then we'll spend 45 minutes discussing your podcast.
Luis J. Gomez destroys podcast guests.
Yeah. All right.
Mike Feeney presents the most real ass podcast.
Who the fuck asks for parking? Who said?
This was all the thing. I didn't need parking. I just said I'm not going to come in because obviously it's stupid to come in. Shannon said, "Please don't cancel." She said, "Please don't cancel."
Shannon, Phineas suspended for 3 months from the show because of his fucking insubordination. It is disgusting.
I did it for me because it would have been more of a headache to find a replacement last minute for him than it would be to just pay for his parking. For me.
I don't feel bad for you, Shannon.
I'm not asking
you. Should.
I don't feel bad.
Why don't you feel bad for her? Be a little empathetic.
I just care more about the show, I guess. And
yeah, and she understands the value that I bring to the show.
Well,
thank you very much,
played.
Shannon. Great
well
person.
Played,
great person, was... great producer, great podcast, co-host, everything. Everything about it. And then there's you.
And then there's Louis J. Gomez.
And then there's Lou.
I don't know what to do about this other podcast now. Have they tweeted anything else out?
Oh, my God. That's the other podcast.
Have they tweeted anything else out? What's going on?
No, that's still the same. That's
still
just
the same.
That pinned tweet at the top.
Nothing else?
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Look
hold
at
on.
The tweets and replies, Shannon.
What? This one?
Sorry.
Wait, what happened?
They say, damn that intro fire or something. Goddamn, y'all thought this was a good idea. Listen to how bad this shit is.
Let's see. What did Eric say?
Eric just said they put their Twitters on private.
They put their Twitters on private.
Uh-oh. That didn't take long. Why does that say rest in peace, Chris Pratt?
Wait, how is it possible? They put their personal Twitters on private or their real ass podcast?
Oh, so they must have been hitting them up as soon as you...
Oh, yeah.
Want to hear whatever this is?
Go ahead. What do they say?
We would be honored if you would join us as you wish.
No.
Oh, I think they're just playing the beginning of it.
Yeah,
shall we begin?
Oh, well.
Yeah. That's their intro.
Yeah, he's making fun of how they started it. Sports writer. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they didn't. Wait, I still don't know why. Why is R.I.P. Chris Pratt trending? What did he
that's
do?
That's what I'm saying.
What
does he cancel?
What vaguely conservative thing did he do?
I can't believe we didn't go over Marilyn Manson's things.
We went over on the Real Ass podcast or in the Legion of Skanks already. Let's see.
I thought him responding to it just came out yesterday, though. You know, he responded to Evan Rachel.
What did he say?
He, of course, denied every single
thing. So he said, while my life has always been marred in controversy, something like that, I don't understand why at this time people are choosing to spread pretty much. He denied it.
Yeah, wholeheartedly.
Yeah, so they put these guys put their personal Twitters on private. Find them on Instagram. Find them on TikTok, email them, let them know that they are unoriginal white bitches.
I bet that podcast wouldn't pay for their guests to park.
Unoriginal white
they're
bitches?
Not, they're not real ass.
I think we've all done that show.
All right, look, we're going to fucking wrap this
one. I didn't do it.
We're going to wrap this one. This has been a lot of fun. You know, we'll see if they decide to change their name. We'll see Quentin Stewart and Kevin Robinson. Two Jesus white guys Christ. Named Quentin and Kevin Robinson. Can you believe this? There we go.
In the first episode, he was Q. And then he went, but people call me Tom. And by the fourth episode, he was Quentin.
I don't know. Let's see what happens, though. But make sure you report them in every platform possible. DMCA copyright claim. I might be contacting a lawyer. Who knows what's going to happen? Who knows what's going to happen? Where this is going to go? There's a lot. There's a lot going to happen in the future with me and the other Real Ass
podcast. I want my Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And my football.
So also real quick. So fans, these fans, Real Ass podcast fans, are listening and then trashing them on Twitter. But I feel like they shouldn't be listening.
No, Shannon, it's okay. Let them know what it's like to have a little bit of exposure for a day.
Okay.
I don't care. Let them fucking listen. They can listen. They can trash them. QuentinStewart.com is the website for Quentin, his personal website. He has a contact page.
No.
Let him know what you think.
Are you sure it's him?
Oh, look at this. He got pictures of him and his girlfriend.
Please make sure it's really him.
Oh, it's really him. I see him. I'm a senior in East Carolina University, majoring in political science and
who's
security studies. Some hot chick.
So he's in college.
These are children.
College kid.
These are children. Yes. So yes. I'm attacking children.
They're not ready for this smoke.
If they would have simply said, "Oh my God, egg on my face,"
Feeny's like,
"I mean, what are we doing here?" You know.
If they would have said simply, "Egg on my face,"
would you have in college? if some old Puerto Rican guy was yelling at you on Twitter, you would not have. You'd be like, you would have fucking got twice as
when
loud.
When Lewis was 20, he was like, comedy, I can do that. This is easy.
Yeah.
I look, if they would have said, look, oh my God, completely fucked up, and then they would have just, nobody would have given a fuck. We would have never talked about it. But now I have to fucking make it my life's work to destroy these children.
Did you see the thing with Kevin Hart and Andrew Schultz?
Yeah.
It was classy and
that's the way. That's
handled
the way.
Beautifully.
That's the way it should be handled. Yeah. Kevin Hart realized that he named a thing.
Which
name was it?
Flagrant.
No. Inside jokes.
Oh right, right.
He called it inside jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, and then he was like, "Oh shit!" So Kevin Hart posted a fucking thing, like, being like, "Oh, there's another
continued
comic.
Success." My bad.
That's the way you fucking do it. Yeah. That's the way you do it. Now, had Kevin Hart been like, "Sorry, bitch, my name now." Then Andrew Schultz should have gone after Kevin Hart.
Well, they already were. There was like all of Andrew's followers were commenting relentlessly
good.
On it.
Good. As
like
they should.
Thousands
have.
Of
as
comments.
They fucking should.
It's one of those things where, but also that's a thing where if Schultz wasn't as popular as he was, if it was fucking, you know, myself or Zach that got the thing and we had inside jokes and had all these episodes and Kevin Hart.
I think Kevin would have still.
I honestly don't, because it wouldn't have gotten to him, dude. Because he had thousands of comments of everyone being like, stole this from Schultz. You know what I mean? If there's right. if there's 30 people,
but if he had known about it, he's the type of dude that would have said, "Oh my bad, we'll
true.
Change it."
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I agree. That's the way you should act. But
it was very well handled.
These guys did not handle it well.
It's weird. It's almost like they're seniors in college with no real aspiration.
Whose side are you on? I'm sick of it, fiend dog.
No, you're not. You need to be pushed to greatness, Lewis.
That's another podcast, Real Aspirations.
Real ass aspiration.
We got to wrap this one. Thank you guys for watching today's Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back on Friday. Who are the guests on Friday, Shannon?
They both canceled.
They couldn't get parking.
Guarantee is not people asking me to pay for their parking.
I didn't say, please pay for the bar. I said, I'll come in, but if I can't find, and I even said, Shannon, get back me up. I said, if I can't find parking, would he be able to do it?
He's Feeny, $17. That's where you're
plus
at
tip.
In life.
Plus tip.
That's where you're
$18.
At in life.
$20. I'm a heavy tipper. You're paying for that, too. I'll pay for the two. I got the two.
This is where you're at in life, where you need your parking to be. Just keep it sexy.
What do you mean?
Act like it's nothing. Be like, okay, it's $17. Well, who gives a shit?
That's what you should be doing.
And he's eating.
That's what you should be doing.
No.
That's what you should be doing.
I'm not going to be robbed. I'm being robbed.
Phoenix is going to say it's no
crazy.
Problem.
Crazy.
It's no problem. I don't need it. And then he's going to eat cornflakes with water all week.
Not even the brand of cornflakes.
In all fairness, that's what it looks like he eats for breakfast, no matter what.
That's actually my personal preference.
All right. Thank you guys for watching. We'll be back on Friday with another incredible show. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.